The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. So does it make me a fair weather college basketball fan? Not a Badgers fan, because I do follow what the Badgers do throughout the season, even though I'm not a big college basketball fan. But does it make me a fair weather fan that now I'm just totally all in on the Badgers? By the way, kudos to Jason. He wasn't all that worried about Baylor. Well, you said the ifs. All of your ifs fell right into place. And the zone defense that was supposed to give the Badgers fits was an absolute non-factor, a joke. Brilliant game, I think, coaching by Bo Ryan. Just absolutely brilliant. And I am so incredibly excited. I know where I'm going to be Saturday night, 7:49. By the way, the game is on T as in Tom, TBS, not CBS. And they are one game away from the Final Four. I did kind of say to Jason in his office that it feels like their year. I just think if they make it to the Final Four, and Jason, you do follow this more closely than I do, I would say this would be the best Final Four Badger team ever. Which one would you put ahead of it? I think 2005. Yeah, I will say this. I'm basing this on a lot of other people's analysis. I will be honest about that. In fact, I heard a radio interview with a member of the 2005 Final Four team. And he was asked, I don't remember who it was. He was asked that. And they weren't 2005. No, 2000. 2000. That was the guy that they had, I heard on the radio yesterday. It's 2000. He honestly didn't know. He was conflicted on that. Well, what year did they make it to the Final Four? It doesn't matter. Whatever year that it was, you need to put in Final Four in there. That's what you're not doing. Whatever year it was, they had someone on. I actually thought it was 2000. Just do that. Doesn't matter. We'll look it up later. I don't want to get bogged down on that. Whatever year it was, I heard they asked the guy. I think if they were to make it, this would be their best Final Four team. 2000. Whenever. 99, 2000? Okay. So it was the year 2000, but the 99-2000 season. I agree with the most analysts have convinced me that this is probably their best chance. I just think they're a very talented team, and I think Bo Ryan is a great coach, and I don't think Baylor was a paper tiger. I think they beat the hell out of a really good team last night, and I never saw that coming. I never saw Baylor never being in it. I mean, I never saw that. Jason was far more confident than I. More on that later in the show. A lot of stuff to talk about. The early voting hours bill was signed but vetoed a bit. Certain provisions. We'll get into that. And yet Democrats, liberals are still freaking out over it. But we'll talk about that. We have another topic on police shootings. Another effort to make Wisconsin maybe the Gulf capital of the world. We'll talk about that. And a couple of follow-up emails from listeners that I also want to get to. But I have three things I want to get to in this half hour. Yesterday, the Brown County Taxpayers Association held a news conference where they announced nothing surprising at all. They said exactly what you would expect the Brown County Taxpayers Association to say, that it opposes a $21 million referendum for six Green Bay public schools, and it is close to having enough votes to block a possible county sales tax after the stadium district sales tax expires. Let's take these one at a time. The Brown County Taxpayers Association's rationale on opposing the Green Bay School District referendum is precisely the rationale for opposing it that I expressed on the show earlier this week. That is, that it is irresponsible fiscal management to not take care on an ongoing basis of maintenance issues. I think it's just too easy, and this is what school districts do. They don't take care of this stuff. They don't take care of this stuff. They don't take care of this stuff. All sorts of stuff goes to hell. And then they go to voters with the desperation card. Well, what? What? Do you want kids to go to school in lousy schools? Well, why haven't you done your due diligence and maintained this on an ongoing basis? Now, as I said, people in their own homes are guilty of this all the time. I'll admit it. My wife and I have allowed some things to pile up. We may have to take out a meager loan to cover some of the things. Finally need to get the foundation fixed. The garage floors need some work. Yeah, we might not be able to pay, but you know what? We don't go to taxpayers for it, and therein lies the difference. By the way, we should have been more diligent. But the only person that has to deal with it is me and my wife. When you're a public entity, it's different. And you have a fiduciary responsibility in these things when it comes to taxpayer money. And the easiest way to do it is to not build in for it on a year-to-year ongoing basis. And that, well, but we need it now. And I think, and I agree, and I said it before the Taxpayers Association did, voters should say, no, you should do that on an ongoing basis. As for, and of course the district's response is, we don't see these as simple maintenance. Of course you don't. Anyway, I do. By the way, Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt also has expressed his support for the proposal. On the Brown County sales tax, and again, we've been talking about this a lot, and as it gets closer, we'll be talking about it more and more. Next year is when the stadium tax is set to expire, somewhere around the end of September, roughly the end of the third quarter of 2015. For years now, we have been warning that when the stadium tax is retired, that the Brown County Board would be tempted to replace it with a 0.5% county sales tax. And I know those of you who do get this get tired of me clarifying it, but we do not have a county sales tax. I remember, I don't know if you remember, Jason, someone called and said, yeah, yes, we do. Yes, we do. No, we don't. No, we don't. We have a stadium tax right now. And here's the thing. The county board doesn't have to wait. The county board could vote right now to impose a 0.5% county sales tax. They're not that stupid. They want to do the old switcheroo. Well, you're used to paying that 0.5%. And if we wait until the stadium tax retires, and by the way, it's not a rumor. There are those who will not go on record opposing it. They want to leave that option open. On that, the Taxpayers Association said they're close to succeeding in a multi-year effort to ensure the county does not institute another local sales tax when the stadium tax ends. The association says it has pledges that would guarantee 11 no votes should the county consider implementing a new tax when the current 0.5% tax expires. I would not, no offense to the Brown County Taxpayers Association, it's easy for supervisors to say things right now. And I wouldn't take a lot of comfort in that. But the nails do have to be put in this coffin. Here's the other push. The other push is for a referendum on that. Now, understand, as I just said, the county doesn't need a referendum, as was the case with the stadium tax. The county could simply impose this. There is an effort afoot for a referendum. Now, I would have faith in the voters of Brown County that they would not approve that, but I really see no need for it. I just don't. And it doesn't go to property tax relief. I know that's been the claim in the other 66 some counties have it now throughout Wisconsin. And allegedly, you know, it would reduce property taxes. Heavy on the allegedly. I think you really have to be braced for this. That you have enough supervisors who will simply kill this idea and not, well, let's have the voters decide. That's what you're elected to do. On the other hand, if it looks like it's going to pass, then yeah, put it to a referendum. That'd be the only condition is, to quite frankly, to try to stop it. On the other hand, if they put it to voters, and what if it say, well, I won't even get into that. I'm not going to get into that right now. But there are those who can't wait to get their hands on that money in county government. And I think it's great that the Taxpayers Association is being proactive and trying to get people to commit. But I'm just going to be honest. This early, it doesn't mean a damn thing. And I'm not going to take a lot of comfort in that. And I'm going to push it very, very hard on this show. Item two. Someone has been conspicuous by their absence in the last month. Do you know who that is? It's not so much as a who as it is a what. Well, it has been conspicuous by its absence on this show. That should give it away. Walmart. Since the vote by the full city council, Walmart has not really been in the news and hasn't done much. I'm going to do some speculating here. My belief is at this point Walmart is laying low to see what happens next week with the city council races in Green Bay and to see, again, this is entirely speculation on my part, and to see if they get a friendlier, if not entirely friendly, city council to take another whack at a downtown store. While I was gone last week, Jim Schmidt announced that there were three grocery store companies giving a look at downtown Green Bay, but not the Larson property spot. One of them, Piggly Wiggly, said, no, we're not. And the other two haven't really said anything. I believe, but I don't know this, I believe it's a red herring by Jim to make it sound like there's interest there that isn't. But I don't know that. That's my speculation. But what that means is the races for city council are pretty important. There are several candidates for city council that have the very active backing of the anti-Walmart group. In other words, these are the city council candidates that the anti-Walmart group is getting behind. Angie Warner, Randy Scannell, Brian Danziger, and Lucy Bunker. Now, their respective opponents, Guy Zima, Janine Snyder, John Vanderlee Sr., and Andy Nicholson. If that issue is important to you, again, the candidates who appear to have the strong support of the anti-group are Angie Warner, Randy Scannell, Brian Danziger, and Lucy Bunker. I'm just throwing that out there to you. I don't generally believe in voting for people on one issue, but if you live in the city of Green Bay and you live in the district of those races, if you want to know who's pro and anti-Walmart, or at least anti-Walmart, there you go. One more. The Republican Governors Association is running an ad in several markets, Green Bay TV markets, attacking Mary Burke for her completely false ad about Scott Walker's job records. The RGA clipped a piece of Fox 11 news anchor Michelle Melby talking about this. They did not get permission from Fox 11. Fox 11 has refused to run the ad as a result. Because they don't want on their, I mean, they really do take their branding very important. And they try to live up to that they're objective, they're fair, and they're balanced. So they don't want on their air one of their news anchors in an ad. The other TVs in the market, rather surprisingly, are airing it. Now, it might be an attempt to make Fox 11, you know, they might be okay with Fox 11, you know, being perceived in one way or the other. Here's the part I don't understand. It's a third-party group. It's not a candidate. They should be able to tell them to stop. I'm a little confused on that. But anyway, I'm surprised the other ones did too. And that's as far as I'm going to criticize them. It's 8:55. Want to talk in the next minute about proactive weight loss solutions. You've been hearing me talk about it for a while. And I am reaching the wind-down point. I still have weight to lose. But I've just, if you trust the scale today, it's 39 pounds. I really wanted to announce 40 pounds today, Jason, but that not quite going to happen. But more and more people are noticing, and much to my delight, more and more people are calling Dr. Litwin because of my success story. And trust me, I'm not sharing all of them with you, but I have a lot of listener success stories too. Again, it's not a diet. It's a weight loss program, multifaceted. Call Dr. Jason Litwin today, 920-268-1386 for a free assessment. Might be right, might be wrong. You'll find out. 920-268-1386. It's 8:56.
Your home for Milwaukee Brewer baseball. 13. 13-